All right, let's start.
All right, good. He'll be here.
Chuck, do you want to do this in a pledge of allegiance?
Yes.
Everyone stand?
Here it
is. And begin.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Three board members are here, Michelle, Chuck, and myself, Leo. Steve's here, and the board manager is here. I have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Is that good? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, any public comments?
John, will this pick up?
Everybody needs to speak up.
Yes,
because we have no
fan.
Well, we have no mic, so.
Oh, good mic. Use your outside voice,
okay.
Leo.
The recorder. any public comments? Okay. No public comments. No public comments. We're here to have a general manager's interview process. We've got three candidates. Two of which are here right now. Chuck and I have been working on this for the last 4 weeks. We had a number of resumes that were submitted, and Chuck and I have had a couple of meetings since we were delegated to run this ad hoc meeting, three of them. We had one on Friday, and we came up with three, and two of the candidates are here. So, with that said, I don't know what, are we going to a closed session now? Or,
no.
We go for the interview.
We did the interview.
Yeah, the interview. So, let's, who's the first interview?
So, can I review what? Just informally, we're going to ask whatever questions we have to the candidates, and then we'll go to closed session for discussion, and then we'll come back to open session for the results of this discussion.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And then part of this packet, we had the job description.
Yes.
In here, and along with the month-to-month contract as well.
Great.
Yeah, all part of that.
Now, Leo, we might want to say what the changes were versus what was on Facebook. And
okay, you can get up. Do you want to go ahead and follow up on that?
Sure. On the job descriptions, going down to page 20, we had compensation. What was on before was the 31, which was the old salary. The GM salary is $37,065. It was there, and there was a mistake on the hours, where it's a salary based upon but not limited to. It really was 27 hours is what we based the annual salary on, as opposed to 20.
Yeah.
Now, that means, you know, if they work 20, okay. Their pay at the rate is $57,000.
Okay. So it's up to 27 hours.
Yeah, or more.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, what is
the they're doing the job or not?
It's salary, period.
Yes.
And that's distinct from the current.
Yes. Current agreement is hourly.
Okay. Great.
So
great.
Now this is a flat out type of thing. We're also, we added the GM will have a quarterly performance review, so that 3, 6, 9, 12 will be doing a performance review with the winning candidate.
Okay, right now we're on a monthly contract.
Yes.
The performance review currently, though, until we enter into a longer contract, will be at the end of the month, yeah?
Say that again. The current contract with Al is the end of the 2-year contract.
Right, but our new contract
will be month to month, automatic renewal every month unless there is a 10-day termination notice given to them.
Would we have a review at the end of each 30 days until that contract changes?
No. I it would be tough for me to say we hire you on a month-to-month and it's 30 days and then we go out within 20 days and say we're terminating you. I think you've got to at least give them a good quarter.
Okay.
And then for me, the first performance would be basically, you know, what performance fee you review with.
This is
what you're doing, this is what we see, this is where we'd like improvement. You know, where are you coming
from? I hear that, and it totally makes sense, but legally, we're a 30-day contract. So aren't we going to do some sort of assessment review in the beginning part, at the end of 30 days? Otherwise, why aren't we going into a quarterly contract?
Well, when we redid the contract, we were on conference calls with Steve, and we had signed off that
was okay. Wrong.
No, I'm just trying to get on board with what.
Yeah. We're going to do the month-to-month, but then after 3 months, we will do a contract.
Got it. But for the first few months, we will be kind of assessing month-to-month.
Right.
To set
the
contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So let's go ahead and move on to the interview. So... Sure. So Janelle's not here?
I don't see her.
Not presently.
So we will...
change your name.
We'll excuse you.
Okay.
And then we'll call you.
Sure.
We will call you. And then...
Does any guy don't need me in here?
No. Okay.
I'll go. You're up, Lori.
I guess you could just...
Right.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay,
perfect.
Okay, you'll be more accessible to the microphone.
Okay. Would you like to give a statement, Lori, to start with, or the questions?
Well, how about just a brief summary of my background then?
Thank you. Good.
Okay. I graduated from Mississippi Pacific University with an accounting degree. I've got 30 years experience in accounting. I've got experience in accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll. I worked for a CPA firm in Laverne for 2 years where we did books for local school agencies, government agencies, which included water boards and a couple small government agencies. I worked for a manufacturing company, decorative specialties, for 20 years. I worked my way up from staff accountant to director of finance and taxation. I basically left there after I had moved up here to Wrightwood for 2 years and I got tired of the commute. I went to First Service Residential, which is in charge of 200 plus homeowners associations, where I was assistant controller. I got to take a lot of phone calls from irate homeowners when their homeowners dues didn't get applied to the right account or they didn't get taken out of their account the right way. So I've got experience dealing with a lot of, shall we say, not happy homeowners. After that, the drive up the 15 got a little bit too much, so I worked for just over a year with a manufacturing company up here in Victorville. That stopped in February. I have been technically retired since then. Basically, I'm a little bit bored, so I'm looking for a part-time position. Basically, like to get back to Wrightwood. So this kind of fits in really well with my wheelhouse. I've got the accounting background. I've got the customer service background. So that's where I'm at.
Lori, what kind of experience do you have on QuickBooks?
Oh, I do have experience on QuickBooks. I got I've got a lot of experience on accounting software. QuickBooks happens to be one of them. I've got Excel. I've got all the Microsoft software. So yeah, I've got experience with QuickBooks. I've got experience with Math 90, Math 500.
What do you know about the CSC?
I have been to the CSC meetings, in fact, you might recognize me, for the last 4 months. I was watching the formation of the CSC when it was formed. I actually looked at the position when it was originally formed, but because it was a part-time position, I didn't feel like it fit into my needs at the time, so I didn't actually apply. So I've been watching it, keeping an eye on it, but because of my hours, I wasn't able to attend meetings until I actually stopped working. So I've been kind of keeping an eye as a taxpayer. So I've been watching, attending the meetings, becoming more involved now that I'm not working.
Given the fact that GM position basically runs the CSC, the board, you know, will give approvals or talk about policy, that type of thing. But bottom line is the GM is the one that runs it. Given that fact, what do you want to see for the CSC in the future? What do you want to create? What do you want the CSC to go wherever it goes?
Oh, goodness. I see a lot of places the CSC can go. I would like to see the CSC to get a better public opinion. Just recently, I saw on the Facebook page, there was a comment about the dump cart. And the CSC, there was a response from the CSC. I was a little bit shocked about the response from the CSC. I felt it was very abrupt and not conducive to a public opinion response. I thought the response could have been a little bit kinder, a little bit trying to be nice about this, a little bit more gentler response.
You thought it was too terse?
Yeah.
Are you on social media? Are you on that social media yourself?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Are you on the Wrightwood Facebook?
Yes.
So
yes.
You see the comings and goings there all the time.
Yes, I
okay.
do.
Okay, all right.
I do. I do see the comings and goings. I see some of the comments. I'd like to see better comments from the CSC.
Mm-hmm.
At the last meeting, Al had some interesting comments about where the grants could go. Some of them I liked, some of them I wasn't so thrilled with. But then again, I'm only one person in Wrightwood, so.
Well, I mean, to be clear, the board sets a policy.
Right, right.
And the general manager implements.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
So you don't have any problems getting direction from the board and executing it?
No, I mean, I'm an employee. I do what I'm supposed to. I do what I'm told. So, you know, I can come up with ideas all day long, but people tell me yes, people tell me no. I do what I'm told. That's the job.
I want to tell you, Laura, that I think that position is going to get a lot from the dump cart. It doesn't matter. This year, next year,
every time that comes.
Oh yeah,
it's always going to be.
At the last meeting, there was somebody who wasn't happy, and
yeah.
There's always going to be people who aren't happy with the position, and that's just part of the position. Is you're going to have to deal with unhappy people,
for sure. Yeah.
And you're always going to have to deal with unhappy people in a public position, and basically, a lot of that is you're going to have to just listen to their wants, their needs. Sometimes you're going to have to say, I have to take that to the board. Sometimes you're going to have to say, I need to get back to you. And part of the position is actually getting back to the people. If you say, I need to listen to that, I have to call you back. Make sure you call the people back when you say you're going to call them back. You can't say, I'm going to call you back and never call them back.
Great.
So you read, sorry, you read that, the job description of this and all this, all the
yes.
requirements here you're comfortable with?
The only one that, there's two questions on there. One of them, I do not have any grant writing experience whatsoever. Number one, I can take grant writing classes. My husband knows somebody with the city of Palmdale. He used to work with the city of Palmdale, who I could actually probably talk to and get some grant writing help from. My brothers would be to actually hire a grant writer, but that would be my recommendation. But then I can also take grant writing classes and get help from other people. The other one in the job writing, the job duties, is park equipment inspector certification. I could not find anything online about that, so I don't know what that is. So that would be the only question I have.
I mean, I know what it is, but I go about getting it, but
Al did get that.
That's my question. Yeah. Would you be available, at what date would you be available?
Tomorrow. Okay. There's only one caveat, is I do have a vacation scheduled September 12th through 25th. It's been scheduled for a year, and we are going to China. My husband and I with our son and daughter-in-law. And so I would be available for both board meetings on either side of that, and I could handle the package preparation. I wouldn't expect to be paid, and I would be reachable by phone for an emergency. So, but that's the only issue that I would have.
So one of the challenges that I've seen here with the general manager's processes is to help create process documents, like putting the package together. So I would expect, I don't know how much training an individual is going to get from a handover from our journal manager, current one to the new one.
Yeah.
So what would you do to ensure you get good documentation? Or because if we hire you 2 weeks from now, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I know we've got Tammy as a great resource, but what would you do if you're challenged with can't do board documents to send up to the internet to send it out to everybody? I just want to see what your thoughts are. Are you going to accomplish that?
Well, I'd use all the resources that I have on hand. Basically, as far as I can gather, I would guess that they're just Word documents that you scan to a PDF, is my guess. Loading them onto the website, that I'm not so sure how you do. I would guess Wes would be a really good resource for one time. If he could show me how to do it one time, I would guess I could take really good notes.
And I think that's probably what needs to happen, is really good notes.
Usually you show me something one time. If I've got really good notes, that's usually all I need. I'm a quick learner. I usually don't need more than once to be shown something. It's usually not that big a deal for me. I'm pretty technologically savvy.
How long have you lived in Redwood, sorry?
I have lived in Redwood about 5 years. Full time. We've owned our house 7 years. My husband retired up here. We are not planning on going anywhere.
Great.
I have a question. One of the things that we've been kind of a central point of things for the past couple of years is the rental of the community building. We are still working out the details of that to make it smooth within our community. So if you had a long time resident of Brightwood and renting the community building for, I don't know, a few decades, and they still weren't quite on board with how things work now, how would you address that? And I don't mean somebody that's coming in and being belligerent to you and being like, this isn't fair, it should be da 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 da, not that.
Well, I think that's a good example.
That's a whole different example. Sherry said she had dealt with irate customers. Sometimes that's somebody who's not irate, but genuinely either is not a objective of life where they're going to get on board with the policy, or just can't remember, whatever. But somebody who contributes, somebody you want to have a positive working relationship with, how do you handle that when they just aren't getting on board with paperwork and all the things that we are now requiring, that maybe weren't required for the last 30 years or something of the sort? How do you deal with that?
Are we talking somebody older or somebody younger?
Yes, older.
Older?
Yes.
A lot of times, sometimes if it's somebody older, sometimes you got to give them a little bit leeway where you kind of help them along with the paperwork, because sometimes they're just not going to get along with the new thing. And sometimes you just got to say, okay, they're not going to get on board. And if you keep bashing your head against the wall, that's all you're going to get is a headache. So sometimes it's easier to just say, okay, let me help you. So it depends on the person.
Okay.
And since you brought up an issue that you've been having, I brought along a little something that I think you might like. You had mentioned in the last meeting about the financial statement. And I did something for you. Thanks.
Don't go down the road, you're changing the heading.
And this can be used by anybody who takes the general manager position. QuickBooks and Fit. So that you can get the financial statements that you want with.
I'm going to say just a simple parks and recreation. Is that supposed to be sampled? Or is this a simpler?
It's a simpler.
It is simpler.
So she's left out some of the detail, just simplification.
No, on the second page is the one that this is simple, how she can get her total parks and rec information that she wanted.
Okay.
And on the first page is how you can get just a basic financial statement that you want from QuickBooks. That you can get really easy by just adding more expense accounts in QuickBooks, and you can have that done as of July 1st. For your new fiscal year, and your new general manager, whoever that might be, can do that for you. You don't even have to have Cecilia do it. It's your new general manager, whoever that might be, by adding new expense accounts and just a few new income accounts. And just giving you a total column without having to break it out how the state manages it. It'll give you just a real basic financial statement for you guys for your board meeting, so you don't have to have that confusion that you had during your last board meeting. And I know that's what you were asking for. And so I wanted to show you something that was really, really simple. So I wanted to show you that it could be done.
Oh, appreciate
great.
That.
Thanks, Lori.
Appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I would say it didn't take me very long, and whoever your new general manager should be, or whoever it is, can use that. And
That's good.
So, I also wanted to bring up, in addition, and I don't know, Mr. Kennedy can probably tell you, he's got a CPA reviewing your financial statement. Unless it's required by law, you probably don't need your CPA reviewing your financial statements. If you've got somebody who is overlooking your general manager is overlooking your financial statements, you can probably reduce that to quarterly or annually, because you've got a audit.
Yeah.
So that could save you some money as well.
I don't know what the law is there, but that's a good idea.
So, but I did want to say that in front of Cecilia during a board meeting.
It's all public. Just go on the website. It's all
Welcome to our world.
It's not a secret.
So I didn't know if she listened, but you know, I wanted to throw that out there as, you know, some ways to save money.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
I have a couple more questions.
Okay.
I know you don't know a lot about the general manager's position, you know, per se, is what you've seen at the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of detail, there's a lot of drudgery, right? There's a lot of things. can just sort of go wrong. The bathrooms is a big deal. You know, it's not a big deal when everything's working okay, but it can really be really despicable and messy and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes Al has had to pitch in and do that work. And I just have to be honest about it, and that sometimes that may happen, right? And so what do you think about that?
I had two kids. There's not much I haven't seen. I'm a single parent. I raised two kids.
This might be surprising. This is like having about 80 kids.
I did it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is it worse than having two kids?
Yes.
You know what? I probably would be surprised.
I mean, I would say this. How would you, you know, what would your management style be on something like that? Because sometimes you might run into this disaster, which has happened, and I've been involved in part of this. And so I got an idea of how Al would handle that, and how, even before we had Al, how we kind of handled that. How would you guess you would handle that? Let's say you walked into that, it's just a disaster. What would you do? What would be your instinct, I guess?
Walk out and probably restrict my gag reflex first.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. So, you know, that's
probably Are you a more hands-on person? You more of a delegation person?
I'm more hands-on because I was a single parent, so
yeah.
I'm more hands-on.
Okay.
And I'm more of like, let's pitch in, let's get this done.
When you have more power as a general manager, and that you have the power to, especially if you're on Facebook, social media, you have the power to get volunteers, you have the power to enlist help from people. You know, there's more that can be done in delegating than one might first suppose.
Yeah. At first, I'm going to be more of jump in and let's get this done.
Okay.
That would be my that's my first.
That's your first instinct.
That's my first instinct.
Okay.
After a while, I would probably be asking for volunteers and that type of thing. But my first instinct is to jump in and get it done.
Okay.
And after a while, see what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have in terms of volunteers? What do I have in terms of power? But my first instinct is going to be jump in and get it done.
Okay.
So here's one. I don't know if you got other questions.
Go ahead, Leo. Go ahead.
So I spent the first month doing garden work here.
I remember. You did a great job.
Outside voice, Leo.
I did a great job doing it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Over the last 6 months, it's just I'm so disheartened on how our grass is right now. It's just I don't know if you the other board members have seen it. It's so dilapidated. Something's not right. So my challenge to you is, what would you do to help correct it?
My husband will tell you, I just redid the sprinklers in our backyard. All of our sprinklers in the backyard, as a matter of fact. And I don't have a problem going to ask Mike at the hardware store, what do I need to do to get this to work? So, I've got sprinkler experience. So, my first thing would be to look at it. What is working? What is not working? Are the sprinklers working?
Yeah.
Do we have something broken? We also have an employee who's supposed to be handling that type of stuff, correct?
We have a part.
Yeah. So I would be talking to him. What does he know about it? Has he noticed anything broken? Is it working? Is it not working? Do we need parts? Do we not need parts? Has he asked for stuff that he's not getting? That type of thing. Because I would guess that he would be our first resource. So,
first thing to do would be to actually walk around. Walk around and see. Because I don't know exactly what the whole sphere of influence is. What would I be in charge of? What am I not in charge of? I would be walking around going, okay, what am I in charge of?
That would be probably the first question with the new general manager as well. That would be current general manager.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would basically put on a pair of capris and a pair of tennis shoes and say, okay, walk me around. What are we in charge of?
Would you have any problem? I don't think this has come up, right? But is there a problem? And let's say we said, hey, we like it. Let's go. Would you have any problem shadowing Al for a week or 2 weeks or something?
No.
Until, because he's out on the first, right?
Yep. And she can start tomorrow.
Yeah, she's. I asked that early on.
What about tonight?
The only problem with tonight is okay. I'm not dressed appropriately, so
okay. I'm just asking. I'm just asking if that would.
And I don't have a flashlight.
If that would be helpful, or if you thought that would be helpful.
I would say my only problem would be I'm not dressed appropriately. I could start tonight, but tomorrow would be Friday.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
I thought I should ask her a question.
Anything you'd like to say at the end here?
Yeah, any questions for us?
Let's see. No, I think I got everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I guess you'll go find Al and send Gino
where
in.
Where was
that one? That was
that.
Okay.
Al's in that back door of the
Gino.
Okay.
Oh, I think the one outside.
There's something back there.
Okay.
Straight back? Yeah.
That's a good idea, man.
Let the record show that President Hoover is attending.
Have you passed the gavel?
He owes the money.
Don't gavel.
I know. I did that time.
That was in Seattle. Gino!
There.
All right, this is Scott Zuber.
Hi, how you doing?
You made the meeting.
Want to start with your question?
Sure. You want to give us an opening statement or say anything?
The reason I'm here is moved to Wrightwood about 2 years ago. Love Wrightwood. Everything since I came here has been just sort of falling into line for me. Got the exact house I wanted. Always wanted to be a sports reporter, and I now am a sports reporter for the Progress. And so I think this would just kind of fall in line, with that. I saw it available, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me, and that's why I'm here.
One of the concerns that we fought with for 2 years is the financials. More so of dummies like me trying to understand them and get the right figures and that type of thing.
Yeah.
What kind of experience do you have on QuickBooks, which is our program, I guess you'd call it, that we use?
Actually, I've never worked with QuickBooks before. What I would say to that is I'm in the mortgage industry, and most of our software is very complex. So I don't think I'd have any trouble learning any software that I needed to learn.
Okay.
How about some general accounting principles, such as what goes on a balance sheet, what goes on an income statement?
Yeah, absolutely. I work with a lot of self-employed borrowers, so I do look at a lot of P&Ls and balance sheets and stuff.
Okay.
But to be honest, my only experience is really looking at them, but I do understand how to read them. And,
you understand the concept?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
What do you know about the CSD?
Not a whole lot. I do know that I think it's you've been maybe around for a couple of years. I do know that one of the main purposes of the CSD is to take care of our resources up here and do what's best for the environment and the city finances or town finances and stuff like that. I really just have a general knowledge. I really haven't, dug too deep into it or anything.
Do you know the relationship between hold on,
okay. Did the other interview person come in yet?
No.
So now it's not here.
No. Sorry.
Go ahead. Carry on.
The relationship between the GM and the board. GM basically runs the town. You know, whatever they're doing, we don't interfere with the GM, do we, Steve? But technically, yes. No, technically, you're the one that would be recommending things for the board to make a decision on one way or another. But the day-to-day business of the CSD is handled by the GM position.
Yeah.
So, what would you like to see the CSD become in the next few years?
That's a great question. Really, just you know, whatever, just to do what's best for the town. Really, you know, I'd like to see maybe more, just more opportunities for I don't know, like events and things of that nature. But as far as you know, the direction of the CSD, that's not really something I'm prepared to answer, honestly. But you know, just for me, what I try to do, no matter what I'm doing, is just you know, keep my nose to the grindstone and just do everything I can to you know, make sure I'm as valuable as possible.
Well, and to clarify, it's the board that sets the policy.
Right.
And really, he has no opinion on what the...
Well, he could put a proposals in front of us. He could also give us a recommendation.
Yes, but as far as where...
The bottom line,
as
yes.
far as where the CSD goes and that, that's really up to the board.
Well, of course.
Okay, but, yeah. But he doesn't really... But you would implement what the board policy.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't really... think the position was something where I would be, you know, leading change for the board. You know, I did look at it like, as you said, you know, I'll be like the point man on basically everything that goes on in the town. And I do think that would be a great strength of mine. You know, as far as the direction, I think that's more determined by the community and, you know, what's in the best interest of the community. And, you know, to be really honest, I've only been here for 2 years. I'm very busy at my current job, and I really don't have my ear to the community as much as I'd like to. So probably, you know, that would be something I might be able to have a better answer for down the line.
Okay. When would you be available?
That would be a tough one. I mean, to be really honest, I don't think I could start until the first.
Oh, the first?
Yeah. I have a very good relationship with my employer, and I really, you know, I wouldn't want to hurt that relationship. And I think, you know, I could probably just do the 2 weeks, but we're very busy on the last week of the month, and I leave them a little high and dry. And I definitely, you know, want to keep that relationship open. I think I'd have to give until the first.
Okay. Have you attended any meetings?
I've been to only 2 meetings. One of them was just a general meeting, and then I went to the one about the fire tax last year. So I've not.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the right after I moved in, I think.
Right. Okay. Okay. Any more? I don't have any more questions.
I have a question. So part of the duties for the general manager is managing the community building, and with that you are interacting with community members and such, some of who are first-time renters and some of whom have been renting long before any of us ever lived here. How would you deal with a long-time community member
who has been renting for a few decades and is still adjusting to our new policies and such. If they couldn't quite get on board with it, but if somebody who's been in the community for a long time, how would you deal with that situation?
Are you talking about they rent space in the building?
Yes.
Or, well, that is, you have to be, or in my opinion, you have to be firm but understanding. You do have to find out, you know, what their issues are with the new implementation and sort of try to deal with it on a case-by-case basis. But as far as, dealing with people who maybe not cooperative, I am a loan processor, and that is basically a big portion of my job every day.
So what if this person is cooperative and just can't get on board? Maybe it's age, maybe it's the decades of doing it differently. How do you deal with that if they're cooperative?
You have to try to do everything you can to guide them in the right direction in that case. I have a great example. One of my loan officers I work with is in his 60s, and he has a lot of trouble dealing with the technology aspect of our industry. So what he and I were able to do is work together to where I sort of took that over from him, and he's as in a, you know, sort of takes over a little bit of more of the communication that I do for my other loan officers. So it's sort of a trade-off. You know, you maybe find where they might be able to compromise and see if that will work. And, if they're cooperative, you know, I think you definitely try to work with them.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So, to one of what, to Chuck's point, or somebody's point, you don't have any problems executing direction from the board or giving us, giving you the direction?
No, absolutely not. I'm a team player. I'm very coachable. Especially for something like this to where, I realize that my experience might not be ideal. I'm not going to come in here like a prima donna and start trying to, reinvent the wheel or anything. I'm going to look to see what's working and try to, continue that. And if things that are maybe not working as well, see how I can educate myself to try to, help in those areas.
Okay. I want to ask about the bathrooms.
No. I'm to answer all the questions.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm good.
All right. Okay. Do you have anything to ask us?
Not really. I mean, my big concern was when we spoke, I think you said that, I would have had to start a little bit before that. Really, my big concern is just maintaining my relationship with my employer, just because, I'm good friends with a lot of people there, and,
No, I think that speaks highly of it.
Yeah. So, no, but I mean, other than that, I think, like I said, this is something that seems like a great opportunity for me, and, I think I'm ready for that next step in my life.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Out there?
So we don't have right there Canada.
No, so we'll just do it.
So we can continue without her, right?
Close session.
Okay.
You want ourselves to leave? So you can hear.
We have to.
Thanks, Steve. So we got a little girl. Okay. So let's call the closed session. We'll reopen it to open session now.
Oh, you're still doing the presentation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping this will be a habit.
Thank you.
Do we need to put this back on? Just checking.
John.
So the board has selected with a 4-0 vote, Lori Golden. She'll be starting on the 15th of this month, which is on Monday. And we will...
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Or condolences, one of the...
So we've got some requirements that we'll need you to... work with our president next week. We'll schedule a half day. Some urgent things that are coming up that we need to address very quickly.
Okay.
And then we expect Al will help do some transition over from the 15th till the end of the month.
Let me just ask Al, you haven't, I'm sorry to interrupt, Leo, but on this very topic,
you're good.
you You haven't done anything on those San Bernardino solid waste.
Not yet.
The tax selection stuff. I just want to make sure. That's what we're talking about. So there's this tax, we're also the tax man, right? So we have to turn all this stuff into San Bernardino, also into LA County. It's a big procedure. It's a lot of forms, a lot of stuff. I've been doing it the last 2 years. I'd like to not do it anymore.
Okay.
So I need to teach somebody how to do it. So that's what we would do. So
okay.
We'd work on this together. And I'm out of time in my real life, but this stuff is terribly important. There's a drop dead date on the thing. If we don't turn it in, the CSD doesn't get the money. It doesn't get onto people's tax bill. Now, we did it in a really record time the first year, so I'm confident we can do it. But we need to schedule in and do that, okay?
Okay. When
did... So next week, I'll work out what day that is. And if you could I'll build an email account for you for Wrightwood CSD. And then I'll send you an email and we'll communicate that way and we'll set up a date, okay?
So what? Could she count in like 8 to 1, Monday through Friday next week, and then one of those mornings will be with you?
Yeah. One of those mornings will be with me.
Is that doable, Laura?
Probably Tuesday. Monday's out. Wednesday's
out. The rest will be with
us.
Paperwork due to the both counties by August 10th?
Well, the drop dead date is August 10th, and it may seem like a long time, but it's not when you're uploading, because all the agencies in California or all the agencies in the county that are turning this stuff in. And so it's just inundating their system.
Oh, okay. So you've got to slow down.
Well, it just doesn't go the way you think the first time, that's all. So you just got to keep beating on it.
Okay.
But if I could try something in, Lori?
Sure.
Okay. Wes and I did the first year. And we got done in 8 days. But I tell you what, it was grueling. And I found that this doesn't happen. That wasn't the guy that we did it again last year. We have a little more time and leeway. But as a guru on that particular subject matter, that gentleman right there knows it.
I'd like to not be the guru anymore.
he wants to get away from that.
Yeah.
That's what we understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Anything else?
Yes.
Gino,
thank you for applying,
thanks.
For coming out.
Yes, I'm sorry we didn't say it. Thank you very much.
Your effort,
okay.
And
thanks,
Gino.
We'll
see you for something
else
in the future.
Yeah,
also. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Look
forward to your writing. All right.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see you in the Mountain
Mirror
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Slip
into
there.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
That's
all I have.
So,
any directors' comments?
The directors? Thank you.
No critical that you get the time over the next few weeks to spend with Al, pick his brain as best as you can. Sleep. I know, there's not much in there.
It's all pretty fine, right?
But, you know, different things that need to be done, from bank accounts to the putting the agenda and stuff on the website and things like that that will be coming up very quickly. Type of thing. The main, I guess, priority would be our tax rolls for the dump carts with WEF. So that paperwork is critical. And then, you know, it'll be up to you to work with Al, work with Tammy. Is John still with us?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Find out what they're doing, get input from Al, and then get the thing running.
And then we'll be looking forward to
GM report on August 6th.
Our first packet on August 6th.
Yes.
I do have one comment, Steve, and
okay.
I believe we all have to go to the bank.
Yes.
Exactly.
At once to make Gloria sign her, right? And don't we need a resolution?
Oh,
the
bank.
The bank typically requires that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you just jog my memory, I think we do have a resolution
when that made
the board. Right.
That made Al the treasurer. It's not so much the bank card, but I think Al was the treasurer.
Right.
And that resolution may have actually named Al.
Yeah.
So I'll dig that up. We'll have to put that on the agenda.
Are we going to need that
for the August? For the August.
Is Al resigning on the 31st?
No, but August 6th will be fine.
Okay. Great.
That's our next meeting.
Yep.
Oh, okay. No, I know that. I meant as far as going to the bank.
Go to the bank afterwards, after the resolution. I
didn't
go to the bank. Well, bank usually for signing stuff. There's two different things. One is to be the treasurer, the appointed treasurer. That's a resolution from the board. Separate than the resolution that sometimes the banks require from the board that designates someone.
They did require that.
And so that form would
have them.
That form would have to come from the bank. They may have revised the form. We typically don't draft that form.
I believe they accepted our resolution. I think we did make it.
We made a resolution on both of those.
Right.
Okay. It may have been minutes that they used.
Minutes is jogging my memory. I could that. Yes, minutes.
So, but I'll prepare the resolution for the treasurer one.
Okay.
And
that would be the check signing.
So we need to remove Al as a signer
credit
and
card.
Put Lori on.
Correct.
But I think once the new card, all of that has to be signed.
Yes. Usually that's
what they do. That's usually what I do with those entities.
And then we can get them to do a new credit card.
Yes. So we can do that the Wednesday morning after our next meeting.
Okay.
Al had sent out an email about a director's training. We need to update that. The timing is kind of worked out there. Ethics training and the sexual harassment prevention training as well.
Right.
And so Roy, you'll have to do that.
Al, could you send us a link for that? I didn't see it in that email.
It's the FPPC. Their political practices. I did the thing the other day. It's an online test.
No, I know. I've done it. I just don't want to have to go searching for it online.
Yeah. FPPC. And that will be a bunch of things. Just did that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can put it.
Yes, send that over.
All right.
Okay, congratulations. Good luck.
We adjourn.
We adjourn. All right.
Thank you.
All right.